Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of 8-Bit Saga Presents Shadow of the Old Republic. I am your host and DM, Doug. You may know me from our other shows on the 8-Bit Geek Network, such as 8-Bit Geek and 8-Bit Legends. This is kind of my new passion project, something I've been working on for a few months now. It's a Star Wars RPG game that me and some friends are playing. Normally in the episodes, what I'm doing right now, this kind of like announcements stuff would come later in the episode, but since this is the first episode, I wanted to kind of just give you kind of a brief overview of what we're doing. We're playing Star Wars the role-playing game by Wizards of the Coast. I'm not entirely sure this book is still in print or books, because there's like 16 of them. If you like what we're playing, go check it out. See if you can find it. It's a fantastic game system, and they've put a lot of work into it. And it's based on the old Star Wars EU, the Legends, I guess now. Legends EU, as they're calling it. And it's been a blast. So here's kind of why I'm doing this now instead of in the middle of the episode. There's some stuff that we talked about before we recorded the episode, or the months of planning, that didn't make it in there that I kind of realized later you guys might need to know. Like Chub Rub, our Ewok companion, he has a voice box. And so you're going to hear a deep kind of pimp voice, I guess is the best way to explain it. I don't really know. And that's because this Ewok is using a voice modulator, a voice box. One, because mostly he speaks in Ewokese, and two, to sound more intimidating by having a deep voice. And it's funny, but that's what that's about. Also, there's at one point, we talked about how the person that will be giving them their first mission also, along with giving them money for supplies, also gives them comlinks. And we did not mention that, although they do use them later. So when we get to that point, whenever that is why they have them. They were forgotten. We forgot to mention them because everyone already had them in their inventory. So that, again, that's why this team of newcomers already has the some of this equipment that they need. With that being said, we're going to jump into the episode. It was a lot of fun to record. We had a lot of fun putting this together. This is going to be a huge thing. I think we're going to release episodes every other week for now. So if you enjoy it, let us know. We'll keep making it.
We're ready.
All right. Oh, shit. It's recording. We're officially started.
All right.
Okay, nice. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go around the table. You guys are going to tell me about your characters. And we just went over all this stuff, so we're going to start with Ross, with his character Willy Romont, and we're just going to go around until we end with Jer.
Okay. I am Ross, also Willy Romont. I am a Sarian. Got a pretty tall head. Let's see. I'm clad in pretty much blue and teal, just some normal rags. The most distinctive thing would be I have a pretty twirled mustache that I put wax in along with my beard that comes out, if anyone knows Dilbert's tie, comes out like that where it flips forward. I'm a noble, so got a lot of knowledges and good at treat injury. Yeah, okay. That's me.
Perfect. Do you want to do any of your backstory? Anything?
Yeah. I'm from Coruscant. I was at university where my parents wanted me to be. My dad, a doctor, and my mom in the Senate. And basically just ran away from college. Didn't want to do it anymore. Found Kale D-Bag and took me away from Coruscant. Now I'm with him.
All right. Kale D-Bag, you're next.
Do you want me to do the voice? You
just no,
okay,
just don't.
I'll
no.
save. I'll save that. We'll unveil that at a later date. My name is Caleb, and I'm going to be doing a character of Kale D-Bag, who is a Duros scoundrel. He is a Duros scoundrel, and he is just your average guy who really thinks highly of himself. He's a little bit narcissistic, and kind of a womanizer, or at least he thinks he is, and he left his dynasty, his fortune, and his father's legacy to pursue kind of like a scoundrel lifestyle, a vagabond, a free roamer. He's got a ship that's a piece of shit called the Sweet Mimzo, he just delivered a shipment that he screwed up, so he's in hot water, and he meets up with Willy Roma, and they are roaming the galaxy together.
There you go.
Sweet.
Anything special you want to tell us about that ship?
Sweet Mimzo's named after my dear sweet mother, R.I.P. It's a hunk of junk, but it's got room for everybody, and then more. Oh, yeah. Probably the most important part of my backstory, right? I have a thing called a jacuzzi, and it's a fold-up in the wall sort of thing. Comes out, and ladies love it, and I love it, and it is broken. So I am currently on a search, numero uno on my to-do list above everything, even helping out my friends, is to make sure I have pieces to fix my jacuzzi.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right. And now we move on to our Ewok friend.
Yeah, I'm Daniel, and my character is Chub Rub the Ewok. Unfortunately, nobody in this universe knows what the hell an Ewok is, so this is going to be kind of fun. I spent the last 2 years being stuck in a cage, forced to fight, so the two things I hate most in life are slavers and Gungans, because I had to fight a lot of those little bastards in the cages. So,
did you take anything from those Gungans?
I got blue balls, man. I got blue balls for days. And you can quote me on that.
Anything else?
I haven't had a shower in 2 years, okay. So I'm pretty stanky. Also, my Ewok doesn't really know what the fuck happened to him, so he's just really confused. He's going to be kind of savage, kind of animalistic, so this is going to be fun.
Awesome. All right, Ed.
Hi, guys. I'm Ed. I'm playing the character Sawbone. I am a Chiss bounty hunter. I'm an ace pilot that was former military. I have left the military to pursue a career as a bounty hunter. What else? I currently have boarded a ship where Chub Rub is on, where he's being held captive for a bounty on his master, and his master has died. We have killed him. Actually, it's a horrific incident on the ship. It's pretty bad. Now we are in the process of taking the ship down to Nalhutta, myself and Chub Rub.
You're turning that bounty.
We're turning that bounty, cool. And we're going to continue on.
All right. I think that's good enough. Jer.
I'm Jeremy. I am playing the character of Ben Kenobi.
Nope.
What did I have that written down? I even wrote it down. I wrote it down as Ben Kenobi.
It even says Ben Kenobi.
Trademark, LLC.
Please, please don't sue us.
Ben
please.
Kenobi is the property of Disney.
I am playing the character of Mark Kenobi.
There we go.
And I look like Mark Wahlberg. Mm-hmm. It's, very good looks. I was a movie star before I was kidnapped, and I was stuck in a Sith temple for 5 years. Finally found my way out, and I've been training for 2 years as a Jedi with my master. And I don't know who my parents are. Left me as a very young child. So I am currently on a mission from my master. I'm from Coruscant as well. I'm on my way.
All right.
Finding my way.
Finding your way, as we do in these games. Your DMs are Brendan and I. Brendan, hi.
Hi, Doug.
Hi. It's like we haven't been hanging out all day.
Right.
All right. Shit. I guess this is where we get started.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
The Sith are gone, extinct, led and wiped out by one of their own during the War of Ruzan, in a mass suicidal attempt to take the Jedi with them. The only Sith survivor, Darth Bane, has since disappeared, leaving no trail as to his whereabouts. Meanwhile, the Jedi Order has begun work on the Ruzan restorations in an attempt to rebuild the Galactic Republic after their war with the Sith Empire. During this time, while the Jedi are busy bringing peace to the broken galaxy, the criminal underworld is booming,
making profit everywhere they can while the Jedi are occupied elsewhere. Verbok the Hutt, a low-level crime lord on Nal Hutta, begins his campaign to amass power through collecting rare artifacts and wealth. Using his connections in the criminal underworld, he begins to build his team.
It kind of comes down, right? And the camera pans down, and you see the planet of Nal Hutta, and there is a crappy ship piloted by Kale D-Bag headed to Nal Hutta. What are you guys doing?
I'm steering the ship. Guys, planet's in view.
Good to know.
Yeah, look at the window.
All right, so you guys are going to go down and land on Nal Hutta. In your backstory, Kale, you mentioned that you know about... You have heard about this contract to go work for Verbok. So you're just going to go meet up with him. Is that what you guys are going to do right now? Are you guys going to do anything else?
Guys, anything from
it's
the
just,
crew?
It's just you two right
oh,
now.
Oh, it's just anything.
Yeah, you haven't met the others yet. So just you and Willie.
All right.
Anything that you need to do?
I don't know, man. I got to use the bathroom. I'm spending too much of that blue milk.
All right, well let's go find a cantina.
Sure,
you can do that, and I'll just sit around for a little
bathrooms. Bit. Public
bathrooms.
All right, so let's go. You guys
will try to meet up with Verbok.
Sounds good.
Perfect. So you guys are just gonna fly down, and you land. They, you know where you're going. You're going to Bilboosa, which is the capital city of Nal Hutta.
Of course.
And you guys land. You start making your way to the cantina. And you enter, and you see it's just kind of your typical-looking cantina, nothing super special about it. If you could think of a cantina scene in A New Hope, it's a very similar layout. A bunch of booths, a couple tables, a bunch of different aliens just all around. A Twi'lek waitress comes up to you guys and says, like, you guys can be seated anywhere. You guys just go grab a seat somewhere if you want.
Booth or table.
Let's get a booth. I want to scope out the joint for any cute chicks.
Okay. I'm down.
All right, good. Over here's fine.
All right. So you guys are already at the cantina, so we're going to pause unless you need to do something right now.
Can I just make a gather information check to, like, ask the waitress about Verbok?
Sure.
So that is a 21.
Okay. First check of the game.
All right. So what are you going to ask her?
Some looking for general information, see what the first thing that people talk about is when Verbok is mentioned, basically.
Okay. She tells you that Verbok is a part of a pretty prestige family in this area, but he is a... I don't want to say this. He was like an enforcer for them for years, and he is starting to like make his push to take over. There's been a recent vacancy.
Do we already know his race?
Yeah, it's Verbok the Hutt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
And you're on Nal Hutta. It's kind of a given. He's kind of making a push to take that spot. And there's obviously other rivals and stuff that want it also. She tells you that he's kind of big and kind of imposing. Then she's like, oh, are you guys here to meet him? Are you part of his? He told us that some people were coming.
Maybe.
I mean, if so, I can let them know that you're here.
Okay.
Okay. So she starts to walk away, and she's headed to the back. And we're going to stop for you guys, and we're going to move over to Chub Rub and Sawbone. You guys are on, what was that dude's name again? Oh, my God.
Yon Nave.
Yon Nave's. You guys are on Yon Nave's ship. You're making your way back to Nal Hutta. Chub Rub is just caked in poop. And blood.
It reeks.
And it reeks. So there is a refresher. You can try to force him to take a shower right now if you want to, or you guys can just continue your way to Nal Hutta.
So it was brought up already. I was kind of like, Chebra, bro. Like, I know you kind of helped
what?
Kill. I know you kind of helped kill the dude.
What you trying to say?
But, bro, you stink. Like, we got to go turn this bounty in, and I can't really take someone that smells like this.
You mean other people don't smell like this here?
No, not really. Most people don't smell.
Where I come from, just your stank is like how you say hi.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. That's kind of, you know, sometimes that happens. But in this case, dude, you reek. You need a shower. Could you please do the refresher?
Fine.
Nice. I think Chub Rub's going to take a quick shower.
Okay, so while Chub Rub is taking his quick shower, trying to get all that stank off of him, you guys land your ship, or his ship. Yeah. Now, you've mentioned, I'm thinking that you wanted to sell this. Are you going to try to sell the ship?
So we don't really need this ship.
As far as you know, yeah.
So we want to sell the ship for credits so that we have some extra spending.
I'll take my payment in meat.
Or credits.
Okay. So you guys land the ship, and you make your way to... You need to find the harbor master, which... I'll let you know. There's a big office with a big sign that says Harbor Master. Yeah, it's going to let you know where to go. Because it's a hard, you know, there's you got to get your ship fixed and refueled and all that stuff. So there's definitely people bustling about. They'll, you know, they point you in the right direction. You see the building. So you walk in, I'm guessing. You guys walk in?
Yep.
You guys, if that's what you're going to do.
We're going to just walk right on in.
Okay.
At this point, Chub Rub is clean.
Oh. Yeah, you want to tell us about how clean you are? You're super clean.
Yeah. My fur was kind of like blood red and poop brown. Now it's just pure white.
All right.
It's kind of fluffy looking, actually.
Oh, yeah. I am one soft motherfucker.
All right.
I reached down and pet him, and I'm like, oh, wow. You really are so soft.
This is getting awkward for everybody in the room.
So now we're
I think keep going.
Can I
roll for that?
You going to light some candles or what?
No, I just want to see how soft that fur was. Okay. So now we're gonna head over to the Harbor Master and try and sell this ship.
All right, you guys walk into like his main office and stuff. There's a lot of terminals and stuff where you can say what repairs you need on your ship and things like that. Also, it's where you, if you're refueling, you would pay them and all that stuff, whatever. So there's a lot of people around, and you see a Toydarian, and he's got like a data pad in his hand, and he's just kind of flapping his wings around and just kind of flying back and forth, talking to people. He sees you guys walk in, and he's like,
"Hey, what can I help you boys with?"
"Hey, we'd like to sell this ship here for some credits."
"All right, which one is it?"
"This ship right over here in the Bay 14.
All right, it's kind of an older model. I probably can't give you too much. What's the condition of the ship like?"
It's actually a pretty good condition. It's got a small hole that is easily repairable."
There's a hole in it?"
Just a small
Listen,
one.
"Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, there's a hole in that ship. I can't really give you a whole lot of credit. You know what? I'm going to send some droids over, take a look at it, and see just how bad that ship is."
Sounds good.
All right. So a couple of droids, he dispatches a couple of them, and they go over and... they look at the outside. They look at the hole that you cut in to get into the ship when you went after Yon Nave. It's repairable. It's not too bad. But they're really looking at it more for scrap. And then one of them comes just bolting back real quickly and just chirps at him. And he's like, "What? Hey, dudes, there's apparently just a fuck ton of blood in there. Like, what? What happened?"
You don't need to worry about it,
"Is this actually your ship? Because that's like a lot of blood."
Yeah, it's our ship.
You guys want to roll a deception?
Yeah, I can do that.
That's a 15.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know, boys. Like, there's a dead body and a lot of blood. I don't
believe that motherfucker locked me in a cage and made me fight fucking Guggins or whatever the hell they called for the last 2 years. He has it coming.
Well, I mean, you're looking pretty clean, though. Like, if you were
in the shower, my friend. I was in that motherfucker for like an hour.
He really.
The droid
really
beeps,
stink.
And like, to confirm, you hear it's like a confirming, like, you know, bleep bleep. Like, yeah, it was disgusting. Okay, so, you know,
if you doubt me, there's a cage full of my DNA to corroborate.
All right. The other droid comes back and he's conversing with them for a second. He turns around and he's like, "All right, you know what? You came to the right place, you know. Now, Hutta, get away with a lot here. We can sell this for some scrap. We're willing to give you about, how does 3K sound? 3,000 credits.
Can we barter? Can we, like..."
"No, there is a fuck ton of blood on there."
"I mean, what if I cleaned it?"
I'll get the bleach.
I promise you, I'm still only going to give you 3,000. If you want to clean it, please do. But I kind of wish that you would before you brought it over to me.
You know, I mean, if I'm only going to get 3,000 and I can't barter with you for more, then I guess I'm just going to take that 3,000.
Okay. All right, so you guys.
How much of that is going to be in meat?
Absolutely none of it. But you know what? With 3,000 credits, you could probably buy a lot of meat.
All right, I'll trust you.
All right, so you guys you guys make the exchange of, like, credits, and I guess you hand them. There's not really keys, but you give them the codes or whatever for the ship.
Yeah, the ship codes.
And you guys are done. You're with him. So you've got are you guys going to split that money? Or?
Yeah, we're going to split that money.
Good. Yeah, are you going to give more to Chub Rub since he had to suffer through living on that ship for 2 years?
Nah, this is a 50-50 deal.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a 50-50 deal. I originally came to collect the bounty for myself.
I don't even know what money is right now.
I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I am a little selfish.
Okay.
In this instance.
You're going to do the right thing?
I'm going to 50-50.
Okay. All right. So at this point, you need to go turn in the...
Yeah, I gotta go the turn bounty. Turn in the bounty in the cantina to Verbach.
Are you guys gonna go do that?
Yeah. Hey, Chubrub, you want to go with me to turn in this bounty and get some credits?
Hell yeah!
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's head up there. Go see Verbach.
All right, so you guys head to the cantina where you know that I think you picked up the bounty to begin with.
Yep.
You walk in. What it is there's a terminal, like a credit or a bounty terminal, and you submit.
I don't know if I would have to give him a severed head or like just a picture of him dead.
Well, just, yeah, whatever it is. We'll just say that you have whatever it is you need. I mean,
whatever I need to turn in the bounty.
I've got some of his teeth on me.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I totally forgot he took his teeth.
So, and then I guess, do you remember how much that bounty was for? Did you ever say in your backstory? I don't remember.
I did not.
Oh, shit. An undisclosed amount of money.
Well, okay. He was wanted alive.
So the bounty was actually given to my master. Well, I guess not my master, but like my trainer.
Right. Well, and I do remember it said that he was wanted alive.
Well, it was it was dead or alive.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was dead. You specifically yelled in your thing, oh, crap, I wanted him alive.
You get more money for the bounty when he's alive.
So you would have gotten like 20,000 credits if he was alive, but you killed him, so you're going to get an additional 5.
Okay.
Just 5,000 credits. Okay. Yeah. Which is still, you guys just fucking made bank.
So 5 plus 15, so we get each have 6,500. Or no, 5 if I'm...
Well, you got 3, and then you just got another 5. Okay. So you have 8, so both of you will get 4.
4. Okay. All right.
Math. All right. At that point, a droid walks over to you guys. And he's kind of a he's like a protocol droid. And he's not the best looking protocol droid. He's kind of greasy. Yeah. Like you can see like the oil like leaking from his joints. And he looks like he's kind of like hodgepodge together. Kind of like think of a C-3PO, like how in one movie he had a silver leg, and then another one he had a red arm, like kind of like that, but all over. So just a bunch of different pieces, like all the same model, but of like different colors. Just kind of just not the most attractive droid. So he walks over to you guys, and he says,
"Oh, what's up, fellas?
Oh, hey, how's it going? I'm here to turn in the bounty, and meet up with Verbach for the next bounty."
Sorry, Jer's losing it. He didn't know.
He had no clue.
Well, I am PN15. Human cyborg relations or something like that. I don't really know.
For Sean.
So, listen,
You want to take the dick out of your mouth while you're talking, son?
That's very rude. That's very, very rude. So my master, Verbach, he was very impressed with how you killed Yon Nave and was interested if you wanted to take a job for him.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, if you'll see, there are two gentlemen sitting over there at that table. They are also here for the job. So if you will just go join them, I will be with you shortly.
Cool, cool, cool. Yeah, sounds like a plan.
All right. You guys go. Yeah.
So at this point, we're sitting down? We're sitting down on the...
Yeah, you guys can go join these fools.
And Willy Roma.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, I go sit down And I'm sitting across from Kale D-Bag.
We'll come back to that here in a second. You guys are going to go sit down with them?
Yeah.
And we're going to jump to Jeremy.
Sweet.
All right, man. What are you doing?
Well, I just landed on Nalhada.
Okay.
And probably took a taxi or something, you know, hitched a ride.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Sure.
I don't have any credits.
No, you wouldn't.
I'm broke. So, and I'm going to, I'm headed to the cantina.
Okay.
Because that's where I hear that I can pick up some Sith artifacts that I'm trying to recover as a mission from my master.
Okay. So are you just going to go in there and like just ask around for Sith artifacts, or what are you going to do?
No, I'm going to I'm going to go into the cantina and I'm just going to peruse around a little bit, see what's going on, kind of eavesdrop on conversations.
Okay.
So.
All right. So you're just walking in the bar. You're just walking around. You see again a bunch of different species and stuff just sitting around tables all talking, with some people playing Pazok, people drinking, all that stuff. And then you see four people sitting around a table. There's a Sarian or Sarian, whatever, however you say that. Sarian?
Is it Sarian?
Sarian? Sarian, that's it. Sarian, a Duros, a little fuzzball that you've never seen before in your life, and a Chiss, which, since you're a Jedi, you would know the Chiss that there used to be aligned with the Sith Empire. So maybe that catches your eye.
Oh, wow. Okay. Man, I wonder if anybody notices me here. Probably not.
You kind of blend in. I mean, even though you're kind of, are you dressed in your Jedi robes and stuff?
Of course.
Okay, maybe you do stand out a little bit.
I mean, from my movie star days.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if anybody, no, probably not.
Probably not. Let's be honest.
Yeah. I wonder if I went multi.
Might recognize you.
I
don't think I saw Transformers.
Okay. Or whatever it would be called. Space Transformers.
Space Formers.
So you never saw Space Formers. Do either want to roll a perception to see if you would know him or recognize him or anything?
Could me and Chubrub as well, since we're seeing.
I'm gonna say no for you and definitely no for him.
I'm not paying attention at all. I'm stroking my beard.
Or is it a one? Yeah. You are, like, playing with your dick. I don't know what you're doing.
Probably not that.
Actually, you're probably just, you're like, since you are new, like, to all of this.
I have my compact out, and I'm making sure my beard's good.
Yeah, you're literally, you're, like, kind of nervous. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you totally. you are waxing up that beard hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
So you are missing everything going around you. You didn't even notice that these two fools just sat down next to you.
I mean, sometimes.
Okay.
Get that anxiety.
What'd you roll?
19.
A 19?
19.
All right, so you see Marco Novi walking around, and you are, yeah, you're definitely like,
holy shit, I know that face.
Yep, exactly.
Also, what the fuck is this fuzzball doing sitting by me? What the shit is this?
What up?
Oh my god, it talks.
All right,
that's just Chub Rub.
So, Jer, you kind of stop, and you kind of start to try to blend in a little bit, and not like sit down with them, but definitely like you're hanging around a little closer than maybe most would be,
mm-hmm.
And they don't. He kind of like is looking at you weird, but otherwise, you're like eavesdropping. You're kind of like chilling. Everybody.
They definitely are like, the fuck is this fool? Like, why is he sitting? Why is he standing right there?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll look over. Hey, what's up?
That guy looks like he's talking to me from the bar over there. What? He's really far away.
I thought it was right next to
him.
Like,
there he is.
Yeah, he's like right next to you.
I thought you were like winking at me through the crowd or something.
Yeah, no, he's like walking through, and yeah, he like kind of came. He because he was. Kind of
he sat the fuck down.
Did he? Did you sit down?
I'm standing over by.
Yeah, he's creeping close by.
Hey, that's even worse. I think my mind, I didn't want it to be like that.
You look like you've been drinking a lot, buddy.
Yeah.
You thought I was over there at the bar.
I thought you were over there, and that there were two of you. There's one of you.
You got death perception problems?
Do you see this thing?
What's that?
Do you see this little fuzzball next to me, or am I imagining
that? Is that your pet?
Oh, God, you see it. Okay.
I'm going to hide under the table.
Okay.
Fuck this!
Oh, Jesus!
All right. So all of you guys are kind of talking, and all of a sudden you see
this droid, PN-15, walk back up to you guys. And he's like,
so all of you here for Verbox? Is everyone here to talk to Verbox the Hutt?
Yeah.
Yep, that is why I'm here.
Okay. You, sir?
Oh, yeah, I'm just right, guys? I'm just tagging along?
I didn't see you walk in. Do any of you guys know this fellow? Is he part of your team?
I swear I've seen this guy before.
You have? Where are you from?
Oh, my God.
Where are you from?
Did you do that movie? Star Transformers?
Yeah, that was me.
Holy shit.
I did Star Transformers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 7.
I own all of those holo videos.
I skipped 6. I watched.
Oh, my God. Guys, we are in the presence of greatness right now.
How you doing?
Oh, my shit.
Mark Kenobi.
I'm losing it. Hey, Mark, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Mark Kenobi, everybody.
I feel like I've heard of those. I've never seen one, though.
Have you gone to the movies much? I was also in that drama. It's called Rise Again.
I've been to a bunch of movies. I've just never been to one of yours, I guess.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's fine. That's cool. Is that maybe a billboard or something?
Maybe. I mean, the face is... I recognize the features.
Right. Okay.
I'm Willie Rowe.
Oh, hey. Mark Kenobi.
Willie Rowe Moth.
What's that? Don't worry about it. I'll forget it. Okay.
So,
hey, who are you?
So, oh, God.
My name's Salbo.
Hey. Mark Kenobi.
Willie Rowe.
Oh, hi, Willie Rowe. How's it going? Nice to meet you.
You as well. You look ready to fight.
I'm always ready. I'm always ready for a fight.
Subburn, you look like you've seen some shit.
You know, I have seen some shit. Back in my days on Chisilla in the army.
All right.
Cool. We're all together, PN-15.
All right. Well, so here's the deal. You guys are supposed to meet with Verbok, but like he had other shit to do, so he sent me. I'm his. I'm one of his protocol droids, and I'm just here to kind of tell you about this mission that he needs some people to do. And you guys all look pretty, well fit enough to do this. It seems like it should be pretty easy. All right. So here's what he. Well, okay. Now you look really nervous, Willie.
Don't mind him. Okay. He's with me. He's cool.
Okay. Well, I mean, he looks a little skittish, but
he's fine.
I think I might have something to contribute.
Okay.
We'll see.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
He's a wild card.
I'll cut your brakes.
Okay, so then he begins to tell you about the mission that he needs, that Verbok needs you guys to do this. He's trying to assemble a team to do a bunch of missions for him. This is like a test mission. He wants to see how well you guys perform and if you guys can do the job. He needs you to go to...
He needs you to go to Nar Shaddaa, and there is a... casino that is run by one of his, let's just say they don't get along, kind of an arch rival sort of situation. They're both kind of going after this, you know, I'm sure you guys heard about the opening, the death of the family, and now there's an opening in the Hutt Council, and they're both trying to get that spot. And this Hutt is named Aldrig. He owns this casino called the Sarlacc Money Pit. He's also a leader of the Sirocco gang, and he helps like supply them weapons and stuff like through his casino. And what we need you guys to do is to go steal the weapons. Go steal the weapons cache. It's in a vault in the bank, or not in the bank. Sorry, the casino. You guys are also for payment on this. You guys, if you steal any money. You guys can keep it. That will all go to you. All Verbok wants are those fucking weapons. So that's what I need you to do. Go to Nar Shaddaa, go to the Sarlacc Money Pit, steal the weapons cash, bring weapons back, make some money. And if you guys do it well, then he'll have some more work for you. Which can lead to more money. Maybe some fame.
I know
bitches,
that's what's
definitely.
Up.
Oh, for sure, bitches. That should spark someone's interest in this group, I'm sure.
Guys, this is just like that one movie, Space Ocean's 11.
Oh, yeah, I was in that one.
You were in that one. I remember that.
Yeah, that was cool.
Oh, my God. I'm peeing my pants.
Oh,
I'm so excited.
I did see that one. Maybe I just don't remember you.
Oh, no, I was the main guy. I did the whole thing. I went down into the basement. I came up through the chute. I stole the money, brought it back, and then the other guys took it. Remember that?
I remember all those things, just not you.
Huh. That's real strange.
Seems a little hurtful.
Yeah. I mean, huh. Well, you know, we got tons of time. We'll hang out on this trip.
All right.
Yeah, that Shadash trip.
Oh, let me scroll up through my notes real quick. Okay, so at this point, he also says, like,
it's a huge night at the casino tonight. There's a huge party going on. There's going to be a lot of people there, so you guys should be able just to blend right in. Verbach has secured 5 passes for the 5 of you to get in. We have more. I'm assuming you guys might have a bigger party, but this is what we got. This is what we got, so don't fuck this up, guys. Here also is a $500 or 500 whatever credit chip. There's a store nearby. It's one of Verbach's kind of black market stuff. So if you guys can buy some things, there are a couple of things that you can buy there with either this $500 just in case you guys need some supplies, or you know,
parts for Jakus.
Probably not. Oh, no. So feel free to go spend that or just pocket that money. I don't really give a shit.
At that point, he just kind of shuffles off. You can see drips of oil on the floor because he's disgusting. So, what are you guys going to do? You guys going to first? I think no, we're not finding anybody.
Absolutely no need for that.
Yeah, right no now. Need.
I
for
mean,
that.
I'm jealous.
Who's about to fight?
We can fuck up Sean Bennis.
Shit, I'm.
Oh,
that's just
shouldn't.
Mean.
No, don't do.
Probably
that.
Shouldn't.
Yeah. Otherwise, the game's over and we're done. we finish with one mission.
Yep. Not even.
So, okay. Again, you guys can go to the store and buy some upgrades. You also probably need to, I mean, we all know who has the ship, but you guys need to, and you can do some of that on the ship also, but you may want to, you know, who has a ship? Got to talk about what you guys are going to do.
Hey, full disclosure, guys. I know I'm new here, but, yeah. I'm new. I just want to let you know a little bit about myself. Okay? Get in closer.
Is this secret time?
I've got a lightsaber.
Get out of here. That is so cool. Like a real one, not a prop one from the movies.
Well, yeah, check it out. Oh, dropped it. Okay, pick it up. Yeah, see? Check it out. It's pretty cool, right? Okay, don't let anyone see it. I'm Jedi.
Pretty sure everyone knows that based on just what you're wearing.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean,
you're Jedi robes.
You're a Jedi.
Well, hello. I got to tell him, okay?
this is just
otherwise, it's entrapment.
For his movie.
Got to tell him you're
I like
a Jedi.
To talk about myself and, like, I'm excited. Okay. This is the first time that I've seen people in 2 years other than my mask. 7 years because I've been trapped. So it's wonderful to see new faces in a chat.
Fair.
Especially
fair
for an ex movie star.
Exactly.
Got to
like,
be
I am
craving
I'm craving some
people.
Attention.
All right.
So I'm just like, hey, you know, you want to hold it?
I'm his number one fan. This is awesome for me. This is a dream
I like
come
this
true.
Guy.
Also,
who's got a ship?
I was going to ask you what your movie star ship looked like.
There's time for that later, Cable.
Well, hey, we'll talk.
You got all right. I thought we were going to take that one. That would be cooler to ride in.
No, I mean, I'll take yours because it's more like undercover, okay?
All right. No, let's take mine.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds good to you.
I wanted to get the plan figured out. We need to figure out exactly what we're doing here.
Sawbone and Trevor, have you guys got anything to add to this?
Yeah, I mean, I want to go to that shop.
All right.
I want to go to
store.
That black market
let's
shop.
Let's hit the shop up and we can continue to talk about things.
Chubrub, what's going on? What are you doing?
He's still under the table.
I'm just still under the table just sniffing nuts.
Yeah, I'm just sniffing crotch down here. Oh. Got to know what you guys smell like.
All right.
Also, I would like to fill one of my pockets with meat as soon as possible.
Okay.
Did you become an omnivore on the ship?
Yeah, like what happened?
I'm pretty
did
sure
your insides change.
Ewoks
carnivorous. Sure carnivorous, yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Oh, most definitely.
They ate the stormtroopers.
Okay. I thought I had read that they were herbivores.
Yeah. All right. So you guys are going to go to the store. So you guys, did anybody order drinks? You guys going to pay anybody for any of that stuff?
I didn't order drinks. I walked in and turned in my bounty, and they're like, hey, you want to do this other mission?
Yeah,
I was
no
like,
one,
hey, let's do it.
Yeah, you know what?
I
pay
ordered,
for
but I never got my drink.
Okay.
I've been drinking out of a toilet since I got out of my cage.
Perfect.
Ooh. I had a couple, so I'm going to go ahead and use that card.
Okay. All right.
I have an item. Just a quick backstory on it. I stole my father's credit card, and I'm going to go ahead and use that.
Okay.
Sometimes it works, and sometimes it
okay,
doesn't.
Okay, so we're going to roll like high or low?
Yeah.
Okay. What is that?
One.
That's a one?
That is a one.
Okay. So you give your car to the waitress. She takes it. She brings it back, and she says, so here's the thing. I swiped your card, and we got an alert immediately that was stolen, and we were told to hold you here until
shit.
Some authorities arrived.
Hey, listen. What's your name?
Starla.
Starla, can I introduce you to Ross real quick?
To who?
To that guy? To Willie?
Hi.
I'm looking at you.
Yeah, why? Like, what's up?
Oh, hi.
Like, I'm thinking that you have something you can do about this.
You look familiar.
Yeah, you go to the movies?
I mean, I've been a couple times.
Okay, well, you ever seen me on the screen?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Listen, why don't we just, you know, keep this between us and let my friend go? Because, you know, he just made a stupid mistake. It's his father's car.
Can I get an autograph?
I'll take a photo with you.
Even better.
Okay.
Okay, you
will
take
you
a photo.
Let us go?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Here we go.
All right. So you take a picture with her, and then she just hands you back the card. And you guys
dodged
just
a bullet
just
on
fucking
that
leave.
Well, the man is a legend.
And you guys leave.
I thought I was going to try to introduce him because he has the persuasion, all the persuasion.
Oh.
Mind trick,
yeah.
Though.
I did.
I was just thinking of the mind trick. Like, instantly, I was like, oh. Marky Mark's just going
to
mind trick that girl.
Way better than I could have ever imagined. You have the ability to mind trick her. Just straight up.
We straight up were just like, let's take a selfie.
Okay. Well, even still.
Celebrity mind trick.
Even though she let you guys leave, the authorities are still coming, so I would suggest book it.
Guys, we got to get out of the shop. Yeah, we got to
get the shop and let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's
get
out of here.
So right next door, like literally you walk out the door and right next door is this market that they told you about. It's called Thief's Emporium. It's Thief, like T-H-E-A-F. It's the dude's last name who owns the place.
Clever.
All right. It's you walk in and you see a bunch of items and stuff on the wall and you know, behind the counter. And also behind the counter is a Gran, which in Star Wars, it's the kind of goat looking ones with the three eyes and the whatever.
Gotcha.
And he's standing back there just kind of just leaning. You know, it's not a lot of customers. Actually, there's none. There's no customers in there. And he's just kind of bored looking, just sitting there. And he sees you guys, and he's like, oh, hey! How am I help you guys?
How's it going?
Hail and well met, sir.
Okay, hi. Yeah. What can I do for you boys?
What kind of wares you got in this shop?
Oh, man, we got a lot of stuff. Is there something specific you guys are looking for?
Well, I'm always looking for Pazok cards because I'm a famous Pazok player.
Oh, shit, son. I've got a lot. I've got a deck. You can buy a deck. We've got, you know, I got like a rare card, and I've got like four just kind of standard cards.
What kind of rare card you got?
All right, this rare card that we've got, it's a flip. It's a flip card, so it's twos and fours. So if you have like a negative two, you can play this, and it'll change it to a plus four or a plus two. Or if you're negative four to a plus four to negative, stuff like that. It's a flip card. This rare card, it's 300 credits. Is what that is.
Is that's the only rare card?
It's the only one we have.
Oh, okay.
And then we got four normal cards.
What's in the normal card?
We got a plus two, a plus or minus one, a plus five, and a plus two. Those are $20 each, 20 credits each. And then a deck, a full deck, is 200 credits.
All right. Well, you're asking him what's going on. I'm going to ask Kale what Pazok is. Do you know what Pazok is?
Yeah, I think I do. I used to play a lot.
Then relay me that information.
Okay.
During the time that they're doing that.
I give them a brief overview of
what
the cards are.
Okay, so he does that. He tells you what Pazok is. It's like blackjack.
Yeah. That's just we're talking about that while y'all are doing that.
Perfect. He's also he kind of shows you some other stuff. He's like, we got some plastic explosives or detonite. So that's 500 credits. We got a grenade belt, some grenades, frags done, ion and thermal. We've got a vacuum mask, a stun baton, and a club. We got some spears, a sling, a net in case you need to catch somebody or something. We also got some electro binoculars,
a computer spike, a code cylinder, and then all those Pizzot cards. That's what I got today.
You have any Jedi robes in the back?
Does it look like I carry clothing in this store, sir?
I saw the lady in the window, so...
That was my wife. That's how we bring in the customers.
Okay, my bad.
How much is that rare card that you have?
That rare card is 300 credits.
Here you go.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
My. That is a nice purchase.
That is a super nice purchase. Make sure you mark that. You take that 300 credits.
In the process of it.
Do it!
Okay.
What do you have that goes boom now?
Oh, well, we've got, okay, there's some detonite for some, you know, if you need to make some certain things go boom. We've also got some grenades. There's some frag grenades, some stun grenades, some ion, and some thermal.
How much for the thermals?
The thermals are 1,000 credits each.
Thermal detonators don't come cheap, y'all.
I like thermal booms. Oh, shit.
How much were those ions?
The ions are 150.
And then the normal grenades?
A frag is 100.
Wasn't there a grenade belt?
There is a grenade belt. It's 100.
What's the difference between a grenade belt and a normal grenade?
That's for holding.
That's grenades. For holding your grenades.
Okay. So, thanks.
Yep. Thought I didn't have to explain that, but it's all right.
Well, I mean,
first time for everything.
Tell me more about this net.
It's just a net. Can hold a couple people in it.
Use it like a hammock.
Yeah.
Will it hold me and roughly another like a 50-kilogram woman?
Sure.
Okay.
If you want that.
How much is that?
That net, it's 25 credits.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad for a net.
I'll take 2 thermal detonators, please.
All right. So he goes and grabs those for you and hands those to you, and you hand him the monies.
Bam.
You need something?
What about those electro binoculars? What are those doing for me?
You can look through those, and you can perceive something farther away.
Oh, okay.
Without having to take the negative for it.
How much are those?
Those are... that's 800 credits.
I'm going to take that.
Okay.
I'm going to take that.
All right. The plastic explosive / detonite, that's 500 credits. Okay. For, and it's, I forget how much it is, but.
We're going to need those plastic explosives. Yeah, probably that's perfect.
Brick. Yeah, it's like a brick.
It's like a C4 brick almost. Brick. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you guys want more than one, or you just want?
Let's get the one with the group funds.
Group okay. funds. I agree.
I have 2 more.
I'll buy one.
Okay.
Just because he has 2 on his person.
You already have 2 on him? Okay, perfect.
Nice. So now perfect. We have 4. So just.
Yeah, that's enough.
Also, I wants to buy me a security kit.
I ain't got no security kit.
He got the spike.
I got a
do
security
have
the, kit.
Yeah, I do have the code cylinder and the computer spikes.
What's in the code cylinder?
So the code cylinder is for military, political, or corporate use. It contains the user's personal security clearance data.
Okay.
So, basically, you put your security data on that, and it lets you in places.
Okay.
Or, if you're good, steal security data.
Yep.
And put it on that.
The spike, how much is the spike?
Spikes are, I think, 100 a piece, yeah.
I'm gonna buy a spike.
Just one?
I'll buy 2.
Okay.
$200, 200 credits.
Perfect.
If someone is pretty capable with a computer, we should probably get the code cylinder.
I've got computer skills. Technical.
So you're
going
to pick up the code cylinder is 500 credits.
Yeah, sure, that's fine.
All right.
Hey, maybe we need a mask or something, guys, because like we're going into this vault. Maybe there's gases and stuff.
I have a vacuum mask.
Okay.
If you want one.
How much is it?
500. Nope, 550. Nope, that shit's 550.
I'll be okay.
All right. You boys need anything else?
Can I try and give him the cute eyes and persuade him down on the mask?
Yeah, absolutely. What? Is that nat 20?
Nat 20.
Well, actually, you know what? You're giving me them puppy dog eyes. That's really fucking cute. You know what? I'll give that to you for 150 instead.
Oh, you was one gracious motherfucker.
All right. There you go.
All right.
All right. Anything else?
I don't think so.
I think I'm good, guys.
But yeah, I'm good. Thanks a
here.
Lot.
I think I hear sirens.
Yeah. All right. So you guys, you lead them.
We take them back to the Mimzo.
Take them back to that sweet, sweet Mimzo.
Sweet.
Hey, is this really a ship?
Yeah, this is it. Why are you asking me that?
Oh, I know it. I mean, it's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
See that tag up there?
Uh-huh.
I graffitied the shit out of that. I did that.
Isn't that in Huttese? Do you know Huttese?
I just saw it. I saw it on a the back of some slut.
What does it say?
It is a Huttese tag, and it translates into fuck humans.
Do you know that says fuck humans?
What? It means peace and water.
I'm a human.
No, water looks like this. And draw it out in the air.
Remind me to get soap on our way back. Soap and water.
All right, so you guys board his ship, and you take off.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga presents Shadow of the Old Republic.